All right, it's time to bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at the weather. Well, Pat, I've got some weather observations for you from yesterday.
Okay.
Weather observation number one. Thunderstorms that formed around us yesterday, I'll say anywhere from like the Kingston, New York, Woodstock area, okay, over towards our area, they seem to form and not move very quickly. That was the first thing. Another thing, I had so many people that I saw on Facebook post that there's a thunderstorm. Nobody predicted thunderstorms yesterday. So at least 20 times yesterday, I said, well, why don't you go on our on-demand site and you'll hear the fact that Pat Pagano says that we were going to have some possible gusty thunderstorms yesterday and also tomorrow. Am I right about my observation about those storms? So did they kind of try to stay in one area and move very slowly?
Yeah, and it will be just the opposite today. Today, they're already in the Western Catskills, and they're moving very, very quickly, and the area seems to be shrinking. But I'm keeping with the fact that some of us will see a gusty thunderstorm. Hazy, humid, 90. Tonight will be a beautiful night. Clear, cool, and less humid. We drop to the 50s, 55 to 60, and then sunny and not as humid Wednesday, 75 to 80. Thursday, the humidity returns, sunny clouds, could be a late day thunderstorm, 75 to 80. And it's hazy and humid Friday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the middle 80s. All right, now before we discuss the weekend, go to the Gulf. Marco dissipated. Just an area of rain down there now. Laura is in the southeast Gulf of Mexico, moving to the west-northwest, 65 mile per hour winds, expected to rapidly intensify today and tomorrow and become a Cat 3 hurricane by the time she makes landfall on the Texas-Louisiana border late Wednesday night.
Oh, Cat 3.
Cat 3 is 130 sustained winds.
That's pretty good.
That's a major, major hurricane. All right, so now the wind field will weaken after she makes landfall on Thursday, and she will move up and cut across the Ohio Valley and then cut across the Mid-Atlantic, and by Sunday she'll be south of Long Island off the New Jersey coast. So what does that mean for us? That means that in addition to the fact that the remains will be moving toward us on Saturday, and there's a front coming in from the west, the odds favor a good chance of wet weather Saturday with drying weather on Sunday.
I was going to ask you about Saturday because the Sharon Playhouse Saturday evening is having another outdoor performance on their stage.
No, I don't think they're going to have that.
You think that still even Saturday evening it'll be raining?
Oh, yeah. Timing is a big problem here. You know, if the system were to speed up, it could pull out of here, definitely Saturday night. But if it doesn't, then most of the rain could come Saturday night and end by early Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And it's only Tuesday. So, folks, that could change.
Yeah, I could change that very easily.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what people were. I don't care who they listen to or watch or get their weather from. I can't believe people were surprised by thunderstorms yesterday. There's no way. Everybody that I knew was talking about the possibility of thunderstorms yesterday.
Well, you know, sometimes people just don't hear it. You know, even though we're saying it now, today we're saying chance of a gusty thunderstorm, you know. Sometimes people just block it out. So Pat said it's just going to be hot and humid again, 90. Yeah.
The good Lord.
I just want to tell you that I watched part of Ivan last night.
Yeah.
I got up to the part where all the animals escaped.
Yeah.
And then he goes out and finds him and brings him back. That's as far as I got.
Okay. Did you enjoy it to that part?
I enjoyed it to that part. I thought it was very good. Animation is phenomenal. The whole thing is just really, really good. But it was getting too late, Marshall. I had to go to sleep.
Well, the next part is even better, okay? Even better. Danny DeVito was so great as that dog.
is, that dog is adorable.
And Danny DeVito as the voice of that dog is really amazing. It's really amazing.
It's just amazing how they do it. I mean, Disney, you have to give it to them.
Yeah.
They really have it, yeah.
And it's something to see. That story, the story of Ivan told it from a human viewpoint, is a wonderful, beautiful story. But the great thing I like what Disney does is they turn it around. And yes, through animation and creativity, they give it from what might be the animal's viewpoint. And it really works. I mean, you become attached to all the characters. You really do.
Yeah, you really do. And you really, really get to like them, which is really, you know, very, very nice. And like you said, it's a family movie. A little sad at the beginning. I'm not going
yeah.
to.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know, that's a little sad, but you know, it's part of the story. And you did say that this is a true story, right?
It's based on true stories. Not everything in the movie is exact, but it's based on a true story about a gorilla that was orphaned, taken in, and the gorilla learned how to paint, and then was eventually released back into released back into a sanctuary and everything like that, where he continued to paint. And you'll see when you watch the second half of the movie, the story is a true story. Of course, you know, telling it from the animal's viewpoint, Disney has to stretch certain things, okay? But it's still a terrific story. It really is. Wait till you see the second half. You'll really, really enjoy it even more.
Okay.
And you know, it's a movie that you could have done because you could have had, you know, members of your association. There could have been apes. There could have been roosters. There could have been dogs. There could have been great. I mean, you could have assigned characters to everybody.
That's true. And the good thing about that, as far as the people up at the lake, they wouldn't even have to get costumes.
No, that's right. That's right. But anyways, I'm glad you watched the first. Watch the second part though, because you'll really enjoy the second part. You will.
I'll try to do that today. Somehow I doubt it, with the fact that we have, you know, gusty storms in the area, and the Mets are playing a doubleheader.
Yeah, they're finally back to playing. Yeah. COVID-19.
It should be out. It should. All of that stuff should be out by the time they start. I think they're starting at tonight. I think they start at 7:10. I think. I never wrote it down because I can't keep track anymore. I really just can't. Everything is all over the place with baseball. One of our movies, by the way, is returning September 8th.
Which movie
so
is that?
So that was, it's called Red Alert. Right. And they're shooting down in Georgia. So, I was happy when I heard that. I said, well, maybe that'll start the ball rolling again. I don't know where I put the notes on the Mets. But
that's
anyhow.
Right. We don't need no stinking.
We
notes.
Don't need that. So
how much of the convention did you watch?
None.
I know. You did.
What'd you think?
I didn't watch any of it. No. None.
No.
As a matter
no.
of fact, last night I went to bed around 8 o'clock, and I slept through right to 3:30 this morning. I mean, straight through. And it's very rare at 67 that I sleep straight through. I always get up at least once, you know, because you're 67 and
your nature calls.
That's right. But right through. So
that's great. No, I have, you know, I'm no interest in the people that were speaking, number one. Even, I mean, I would love to see how they're presenting it. But I don't know who was speaking last night, but I saw his whole family was going to be speaking between now and Thursday. So I'm not looking forward to that.
That's absolutely right. Well, anyways, there's plenty of other things for us to watch, thank goodness, because of all these movies and stuff that are available. I started watching another movie early in the evening, and I went to bed because I got tired. I even forget what the name of it was, but it turned out to be a love story. So and it wasn't bad, but I just said, you know what, I got to go to bed. That's it.
Yeah, you have to, right?
Can't mess around.
And And, you know, and what did I do? Oh, I had my yoga last night. That was the other reason why I was tired and I couldn't watch the other half, because the yoga class starts at 8 and it's over at 8:45. But it's really good. It's called restorative yoga.
Restorative.
So it's not. Yeah, there's some stretching, but a lot of it has to do with releasing stress. And if there's anything that I need to release right now, it is stress.
Well, I do my own form of yoga and releasing stress. It's called legal marijuana.
Oh,
I'm kidding. That releases stress.
Yeah, well, that's not for me, but
hey, you know, yeah. It's not. Yeah. Hey, yoga's not for everybody. Marijuana's not for everybody.
Right.
I'm just drinking some fresh squeezed orange juice this morning. That's not for everybody. No. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it. So anyway, so if the thunderstorms come through, what time do you think?
Well, it is 7 a.m. right now.
Yeah.
And they're already in the Western Catskills. If they hold together, you know, they'll be here by 9.
Okay, and if they don't, they'll reform later on this afternoon.
They'll reform definitely around lunchtime. Yep.
All right, well, for you folks out there, spread the word. I don't want to see any more posts on Facebook. I didn't know there was going to be thunderstorms today.
Right.
There's possibility of thunderstorms, so don't be surprised. Don't drop your kid off at the lake and then say, oh, I didn't know it was going to be a thunderstorm.
You know, you're laughing, but you're so right.
It's true. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so right.
All right. Well, Pat, I don't know. I want you to have a good day. I hope you get to watch the rest of that movie. But if not, I hope you find all your paperwork, and I'm glad you're back in the movie business.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Everybody, keep an eye to the sky and be safe, and we'll see you in the morning.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.